reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, a primary worry in our current age is about the faith of our family members. We worry about them a lot when they don't go to church. And that especially applies to our children. And yet, most of us take little action. We somehow think that actions speak louder than words. Or perhaps we don't think we know our faith well enough to do anything about it. Mostly, I think, we suffer from fear. Well, Matthew offers us today good news. And I repeat from today's gospel reading, "Do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Unquote. My friends, we all have the problem of trusting God. And this quotation from Matthew tells us that we should trust God, that God will help us to say the right thing when the time comes. A great example of overcoming this fear is that of Catherine of Siena. She spent much of her early life praying to God under the staircase of her home, receiving many consolations. But eventually, the Lord told her that she had to go out into the world to practice charity. She had to shift from consolation to charity. And by charity here, I mean teaching others about the love of Jesus Christ. In her famous dialogue in section 74, the question that's raised is, how can one tell that a soul has attained perfect love? The answer provided to her by the Lord is as follows, and I quote, "The sign is the same as that given to the holy disciples after they had received the Holy Spirit. They left the house and fearlessly preached my message by proclaiming the teaching of the Word, my only begotten Son." Unquote. Just like the disciples eventually overcame their fears and preached the message of the Lord, Catherine was asked to do the same. It was a big step for her, but God spoke to her again and assured her, and again I quote, "I shared with her the wisdom of my Son, and in that wisdom she saw and came to know with her mind's eye my truth illusions of spiritual sensuality, that is, the imperfect love of one's own consolation, unquote. In other words, God was telling Catherine that we can become deluded by the consolations that the Lord gives us in our spiritual practices. We get deluded by spiritual sensuality. But those consolations are an indication of perfect love. We have to go out into the world and practice charity. So that finally in the dialogue, the Lord puts it all together for Catherine. And again, I quote, "I gave her a share in this love, which is the Holy Spirit, within her will by making her will strong to endure suffering and to leave her house in my name to give birth to the virtues of her neighbors. Not that she abandons the house of self-knowledge, but the virtues conceived by the impulse of love come forth from that house. She gives birth to them as her neighbors need them in many different ways. For the fear she had of not showing herself lest she lose her own consolations is gone," unquote. Wow, what an amazing mouthful. The Lord is telling Catherine that he will give her the strength to endure suffering, to leave her house in Jesus' name, and to help her neighbors in developing their virtue and their love of Jesus Christ. It's not a matter of abandoning whatever spiritual practices we have, the Lord says, whether it be the rosary or contemplation. The fact is that those practices will give us the strength, will give us the ability to be able to break out and to practice charity to help our neighbors in their spiritual life. There is no need to fear losing touch with God by going out and doing charitable things. That touch will become stronger than ever. And so, my friends, as we worry about people around us, friends, family, children, who aren't practicing their faith anymore, those of us who are practicing the faith, those of us who are practicing spiritual practices, need to draw energy from those practices and go out and confront people in terms of their love of Jesus Christ, to help them to overcome their fears by overcoming our fears. Just like Catherine of Siena, we need to learn from the practices of others who have done charitable work. In the words of Jesus Christ, go and do likewise. Amen.